Welcome to 308. This is one of those episodes where you look up and 60 minutes has passed and somehow we put together an episode. I swear, we really, it's just three dudes having a good time, which is what this podcast is all about. We hope that you have a good time listening to us. There's some Iowa football stuff in today's episode, but just some general sports stuff as well. We think you'll enjoy it. Let's have a day. Let's go.
Welcome back, Washoe Walk-Ons fans, episode 308 of the podcast. If you are watching the video right now, I'm playing tug of war with my dog because my dog is so much more important than any of you guys, and my boy wanted to play tug of war, so that's what we're doing. I've got a couple decently fun stories for this episode because I don't know what we're going to talk about, but let's get into it.
You got fun stories?
Just a couple, like they're just, you know, like, you know, fun time stories. They're relevant to the pod because they involve people that the fans know.
Okay. Kevin, I'd like to welcome you back to the podcast.
Kevin, hey. Good to see you back out there.
Hey, good to be here. Never fail to underestimate Drake's ability to make our listeners feel like absolute shit.
Right? Like, I'm playing with my dog, 16 times more important than any of you fucking assholes out there. And that's what it is. 308. Let's fucking roll this thing, huh? Like, it is what it is. You know what we haven't done in a while? Reviews.
Oh, let's go.
Reviews of the podcast. And we got a couple good ones just on the front page. So I think we've gotten a few more since I last checked. They're actually both negative today. So that's good. We got a 2-star on one of them, but one of them did give us a 5-star on the star rating. The description was just a little bit critical. So we'll start with the 5-star review. And this one was from just last week. And it says, need to do more research. So this guy's going to be disappointed. Need to do more research. You mentioned a helmet with cursive Iowa script is when we were talking about the script helmets a couple episodes back, and you didn't seem to know that that was an Iowa helmet at one time. You also didn't know that Jordan won $5,000 for winning the 3-point contest, and then he also won another $5,000 for being the overall champion versus the woman who won. And you also didn't know why women college basketball had just went from 2 halves to 4 quarters in the last few years.
Okay, so this is one of the worst reviews I've ever heard in my life. This is literally just some Cheeto finger fat fuck thinking that he's going to like flex on us by how much sports knowledge he has. Like, hey, bozo, we don't give a fuck.
Okay, so there's Kevin, do you ever?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, there's Drake's opinion. You know, everything the guy said is 100% valid.
So,
you do not come here for your sports facts and history, fun facts. Yeah. You come here for, I guess the content that Drake just provided.
Right. I get to get berated by three guys who used to play football in the black belt.
What do you call someone who like enjoys being like demeaned? Is that a masochist?
I think it's a kink of some kind.
I think it's a cuck.
I'm standing up and I'm gonna shit myself if I laugh too hard. So this is Hawkeye Mike 9623. We sincerely appreciate the review, Hawkeye Mike, because it gives us content. And we love the 5-star. That helps us out. 4.8 out of 5 on Apple reviews, and we'll take that. That's a 96%, which is higher. That actually matches the highest grade I ever got in college on a legitimate significant test, which would have been like 3 out of 5 of my anatomy tests that Kevin and I just powered through in all-time fashion.
Hey.
Pool break? Yeah, pool break. You know how trash we'd be now?
Dude, I don't know if I've played pool since we've taken anatomy.
The last pool break we had, during that semester of anatomy would have been the last time I probably played pool. Like legitimately.
That's not true. What did you do all the time during camp?
I suppose we, I don't know, man. I kind of got out of it. Like I probably just slept in the smooth bag down in the old locker room. I don't know. So to retort this, the helmet, there was a Script Iowa helmet. It was a yellow helmet. It happened to be fucking 20 years before any of us were born. So outside of us being Hawkeye historians, how the fuck were we supposed to know that, right? I'm not that big of a geek into like the history of uniforms for the Iowa football team. Bane's chewing on the microphone. That's the cutest shit.
This number kid's trying to wreck the podcast, right?
Yeah, Bane's an issue. Number two, I suppose I could have done a little more research on the whole Jordan winning money for the 3-point contest. But I don't like great for the guy. Like 10 a quick 10K is sweet, but I didn't care that much about the actual contest, just the fact that he won it. And then lastly, I also don't like, this isn't a basketball show. So like the fact that we didn't know women's just switched from two halves to four quarters, like how the fuck are we supposed to know that? Like, I also don't know who won the NASCAR last year, or like, I couldn't even tell you the four teams in the final four from last year's NCAA tournament. I could barely remember the ones from this tournament that just happened 2 weeks ago. So you're just not going to get that here, right? If you're looking for research, wrong place, but thank you for the 5 stars. We appreciate that. This next one, not so great. 2-star review, 2 stars. This is from Millboy 64.
We are legitimately a 2-star podcast. So here we go.
We're not even a 2-star podcast. Earn the fifth, right? So this one was from about a month ago. And the title is Expletives Galore Prevent Me From Listening. Great Hawkeye.
You do drop a lot of F-bombs, Clove.
Say a lot of, I know. I gotta cut back on that. Great Hawkeye content insight, but man, just simply the constant expletives is against my nature and shows their immaturity. Also cannot listen to this in the car or other speaker with family and kids around. I so want to listen to this during football season and recommend this podcast. I know they could do better and not cuss like they do.
He's talking to you, bro, because my cursing has gone backwards in a hurry.
All I have to
say. Okay, but you call people cucks on the regular. I don't know if that's that much better, Drake.
Sure. But that's directed at individuals. That's not just swearing.
I don't think they care that much who is directed at.
If we directed at somebody, it's now okay.
Yes. Because that's harassment, not just, you know, it's not just saying a bad word. I'm harassing people.
Right. Which you're pretty good at.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a whole different category.
My initial response to this is I want to tell him to, you know. But because then I would be giving in to the review that he just did, I'm just going to say, you know what? You're right, guy. I'll take that. That one's on me. And that's extreme accountability by me owning up to this and saying that it is my problem that I have, you know, I say a lot of cuss words, and I'll be better, and good on me for admitting that. So
eat a dick.
Those are
directed at Clover.
Which makes it okay. Those are our 2 reviews for the day. We would love for you guys to review us. I mean, it makes for incredible conversation and content. So thank you guys for the reviews. Quickly want to shout out the YouTube channel. I remember at one point we were making a huge push for 1,000 subscribers. We're 6 short of 1,700 now.
Hey.
So, you know, and we get consistent views on the episodes, even though they come out unless you're a Patreon subscriber, patreon.com/washupwalkons. Yes, this is just one big fucking ad for our own podcast that we just talk about ourselves on. And there I cussed again. So if you want to see the video right away and you want to see Bane walking around and you want to see the DHT of Bane hopping up on the bed, which was the cutest shit, or him laying right under Drake's face right now, you get that right away if you're a Patreon subscriber, but it comes out a day later. Just search Washed Up Walk-Ons on YouTube and go subscribe. Get us over the 1,700 mark. Subscribe, like, hit that bell, whatever the fucking TikTokers say nowadays. Awesome. Going back, Kev, you said something interesting that was like, oh, that must be why people watch our show, is they want to be berated. Why do people watch our show or listen to our show?
I've been wondering that for, Jesus, 3.5 years now.
308 episodes?
Yeah. Yeah. Still haven't found a good answer yet.
I feel like
I actually ran into a couple fans at the old Estella in Coralville. What day was that?
You did.
Yeah. Yeah. They came over, introduced themselves.
They recognized you.
It was a young lady and her mother, and the mother did ask me to tell Drake to cool it on the explicitives.
Oh, so that's, she met me.
The mother is not listening very well, and she's just being another typical woman, because Kluver curses way more than me. Bane, no.
I don't think you can say that, but what were you going to say? You said boys what?
Something just happened that should be illegal. Clayton Kershaw was throwing a perfect game through 7 innings, and he got pulled.
Oh, no.
I did see that, yep.
No.
13 Ks
pitches so far,
and he got pulled.
You can't. Who's the manager? Who's making decisions?
Got to be fired.
You don't pull a guy in the middle of a perfect game. What are you doing?
6 outs away from the, I think it would be like the 25th or something all time.
That's how many. That's it.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of perfect games out there, man.
Oh my god!
He only threw 80 pitches. It's not like he was at 106 and they were worried about him down the road.
Right, like his.
I think it's because it's so early in the season and they had a shorter preseason because of the lockout. That like,
is there
time for these guys to get ramped up? But
he's the stud too, right? Like he's the guy.
Oh, he's their franchise.
He's like the guy in the MLB.
Right. Like
Bane,
except in the postseason.
Not good in the postseason, huh?
Postseason Clayton Kershaw, not as good as regular season.
Didn't they? I just saw the graphic, though, because Scottie Scheffler was from the same high school as him and Matt Stafford.
Who else is it?
Stafford.
Matt Stafford, yeah.
Those three all went to the same high school. Stafford and Kershaw, the same year. Bro.
High school must have been
lit. That's one of the most unbelievable high school classes of all time.
Can you imagine?
Matt Stafford and Clayton Kershaw.
Graduated in the same graduating class of the same high school. And then Scheffler, who looks 10 years older than both of them, graduated like 7 years later from the same high school. They've got more royalty in those three than Marshalltown may see for.
Bro, those three could buy Marshalltown without.
No doubt.
I think pretty easily.
No doubt.
What is that? Yeah, probably. Yeah.
And honestly, I'd let them. They'd probably do good things with the place. Unbelievable.
Pretty sure Clayton Kershaw's made about $250,000 in earnings. Stafford's got to be
$250 million.
You meant quarter bill.
Billion. Sorry. Yes. $250 million.
Clayton Kershaw contract. These always kill me. I love looking these things up.
Oh, dude. Starting pitchers make NFL people look poor.
Yeah. Well, they're the quarterback, right? So base salary, it's actually lower than I would have thought. Clayton Kershaw.
Look up his career earnings.
He's making 17 this year. Clayton Kershaw career earnings. There we go.
That's way lower than I would have expected. They must not pay their starting pitchers like they pay franchise shortstops or franchise center fielders or something.
Baseball has a ton of signing bonuses and incentives to hit too. So Matthew Stafford has to date been paid $240 million.
Oh, good for him. Absolutely good for him. Kershaw is sitting at 211. So they've got a half billy between them.
Just a cool half Beasel.
That buys
more. And then just think of all your endorsements.
Yeah. That buys a lot. I'd have to imagine that half a billion comes close. Buy a Marshalltown. I mean, that, you know, I don't know.
What about that shit? Old rename it
Matthew Town Kershawville?
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, remember when we were talking about when I said there wasn't $1 million house in Marshalltown?
Yeah.
Somebody
thought you were wrong.
No, somebody looked up those stats, and the 2020 consensus showed that there are in as of 2020, there was 11 houses that are $1 million or more. But back when I was talking, like when we grew up, 2005, there's no way those houses were more than $1 million. So I think I was spot on, which would make it a whole lot easier to buy Marshalltown too, if there aren't any houses like that. Yeah, that'd be interesting. Anyway, how do we get on that? Oh, because he was throwing a perfect game. Some bitch. Well, you know, they deserve to lose the game. But, you know, at this point, that's on the
factual.
Drake, just before we got on, I saw a little dogfight between Mila and Bane tapped out.
Bane tapped out of this one. Sometimes he wins, sometimes he loses. It just depends on who gets tired first. And Bane went and retreated under the bed. So Mila wins.
This one was like a sort of like a 6-round bout. It was kind of a long fight.
It was a decently long fight, wasn't it?
Yeah, and and you know what? Mila doesn't have much time left where she can win those. That's
good. No. See, Mila has a ton of time left on Earth because she's just a 2-year-old little shithead.
But not against
fighting. She does not have much time left of putting up a fight with Bane. I would say all of about 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so she
and by the time 2 weeks is up, she's already going to be a plus 300 underdog.
Yeah, the odds will be bad. How about the who sent us that? Kev, you sent us that parlay in the chat today.
No, I did.
But you sent it to us.
The futures parlay.
Gotta let that guy ride. Let's talk about it.
Gotta ride.
The first three.
So, being that this is a degenerate podcast, shout out to DRF Sports.
Absolutely.
The only sports, the only betting app you guys should be using in the state of Iowa.
Download now.
Go ahead, Cliff.
And also the Cash Grab app as well. Free money.
All right. I guess I should explain this since it was my thing that I sent.
Yeah, just
so I saw on BR Betting today on Instagram that somebody decided a while back to take out a futures parlay or bet a futures parlay. And it was North Carolina to make the Final Four. It was Scottie Scheffler to win the Masters. It was the Phoenix Suns to win the NBA championship. It was the Bills to make the AFC championship. And what was the fifth one?
Alabama to win the national championship.
Alabama to win the national title. And he's already completed two of them. It was like $100 free bet or something like that.
The two hard ones.
He completed the first two hardest ones.
I'd say they're the two hardest total.
Absolutely.
Actually, I would say that maybe the Bills AFC is harder just because of how hard the AFC is. But I would say he got
North Carolina 8-seed Tar Heels making it to the Final Four and picking one and beating guy out of 100 to win the Masters.
Dude.
Yeah, you're right.
Dude, picking a Masters champion by itself, impossible.
I know the Masters is by far the hardest one. I was just thinking that maybe the Bills might be a little harder than North Carolina. But regardless, he's 2 of 5, and his $100 bet right now is worth $8K. And he could cash out the $8K and not have to sweat.
It was a $10 bet. It was
$10. $10 bet. Okay, my apologies. $10 bet, and right now he's at $8K. And he's looking at a massive number if the Suns win. You know, they'll offer him 20-something K to cash out at that point. But you've got to sweat the playoffs. I understand the Suns are hot, and they're probably the one seed in the West. I haven't been paying that much attention.
They are.
So yeah, I mean, you're looking at the one seed in the toughest conference, but
at the very least, though, you have to let the Suns are going to win the first round, right?
You got to assume, let that.
At the very least, if you're thinking about cashing out, let the Suns win that first series.
Got to. They're probably going to.
You probably don't get a whole lot more in cash out value, but it'd be maybe $1,000.
In the chat, we were all saying that this is truly a once in a lifetime opportunity to sweat.
Absolutely.
And $8,000 is not going to change your life. And neither is $9,000 most likely. Like, you have to do so much more in life than just get $9,000.
But a milli.
But a milli, that's life changing money. So you don't get to sweat this more than once. You got to ride it.
I think the total payout.
The thing is, man, he's got to sweat it.
Oh,
say the Suns win, then he's got to sweat all football
till January.
It's 10 months. He's got 10 more months.
He's got to sweat to January.
Basically, he's got to sweat every Alabama football game because if they lose two games in the regular season,
can you imagine
the playoff?
Oh God.
You know, the Bills making the playoffs, pretty good bet.
Likely.
And it doesn't matter if you're 8-8 going to the playoffs or, you know, 12 and I guess it's 12-5 now going to the playoffs. If you don't get that first round bye, you're pretty much all in the same spot. And you can sweat it out from there. But if Alabama loses two games in the regular season, then that ticket becomes worth a hell of a lot less.
Dude, can you imagine sweating every game?
So, I mean, that's a sweat from August all the way through February.
The Iron Bowl comes around. They play LSU. I don't know who's on their schedule. That, like,
and just think, the sweat started in March. So it goes March all the way through January. No, the Bills, that would finish. It's a literally almost a 12.
Yeah, but you never sweat the first leg of.
You wouldn't sweat the first leg.
$100,000
sure.
Ticket.
You're right.
But with Scotty, they might.
So it all started when Scotty was leading the Masters 9-6 going into the final round.
When he was three putting that last hole. How do we feel about the Masters? What do we? Tiger made the weekend. We didn't really talk about. Well, we haven't had a chance to. Tiger made the weekend. Didn't play great in the weekend, but just the fact that the guy's alive, we'll call that a win, right?
Dude, the guy walked one of the hardest, if not the single hardest walks in golf, made the cut at the hardest tournament for him to make the cut at, being in his physical condition. And, I mean, there was – Bryson DeChambeau did not make the cut. He said that Augusta is a par 67. He didn't make the cut. Tiger Woods almost lost his leg and made the cut. So it's damn near a miracle that he made the cut. Fuck winning, dude. He made it.
Yeah,
he's back.
I mean, yeah, it's his first golf tournament in over a year. That's impressive, making the cut. I mean, there's a lot of big names that didn't. Like, Brooks Koepka didn't make it. Bryson didn't make it.
My guy Brooks. Oh.
Our guy Zach Johnson was one stroke off the cut, unfortunately.
Tough. Oh. Shout out, Zach. Dude, how hard is it to play golf professionally? Like, how hard is it? It's so hard. It's harder than the NFL.
It's more selective for sure. I mean, about it.
It's a much harder schedule.
How many guys have a pro card, Drake?
Man,
200.
That's a good question. I don't know how many guys have a true PGA Tour card, but I know the FedEx Cup every year, you know, is out of like 250 guys. So there's 250 real competitive. That's one fifth of the NFL, one sixth of the NFL.
Yeah, there's, what, 1,600 guys in the NFL, something like that?
I think so.
50. Yeah, I mean, that's active, right? You got some other floaters, practice squad, let's call it 2,000 guys.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's probably more kids growing up playing football than there are golf.
Probably.
But everyone pretty much picks up a golf club at some point.
Dude, golf never fails. And I think this is what's great about professional sports in general, right? If you watch, you know, you watch Mahomes throw a football into a tight window, you watch any of the NFL kickers do what they do, you watch LeBron go up and grab a ball, which LeBron's washed, by the way, actually, which is kind of sad because we grew up with him as the best player in the NBA. But
did you see his stat line?
Yeah, he's actually still going crazy, but the Lakers didn't even make the playoffs. Like, I mean, he can't do what he used to do.
He kind of can. They got him Russell Westbrook, and Russell Westbrook is now a bench player. Like,
I guess he's
Russell Westbrook is garbaggio.
Yeah, I'll say. Let's go with Luka Doncic or Greek Freak. When they go up and do the shit that they do, it looks so smooth, right? It looks so smooth, but because it's like they're jumping high or they're hitting somebody hard or something, it's like, okay, I get that I can't do that, right? I identify. But everybody identifies pretty well with just swinging a golf club. And the shots that these guys hit are absolutely absurd.
And our guy Pat McAfee's convinced that he can win a Champions Tour event.
He's wrong. There's no way.
That's how much people relate to the game of golf. They just see it and they're like, dude, I can do that.
Right.
I'm going to go win a Champions Tour event. And I was an athlete one time.
I mean, there's some athletes out there that are good golfers. Like Steph Curry is like a scratch golfer. Like Tony Romo is
Andrew Stiz.
J.R. Smith.
Is that?
Andrew Stiz.
Is that right?
Yes.
Stizzy, yeah. We talked about
dude, being a scratch golfer is you're still not on the same level as these pros, man.
Not even close.
What they do with a golf club and from like 150 yards out and just sticking it. 6 feet from the pin.
And the thing that people don't realize watching it on TV versus actually playing professional golf, the greens that they have to play on are greens that you would never even have access to.
You want no piece.
The courses that you get to play simply don't have greens like this. I went to a course and I played, it's called Stream Song Black. It's in Florida. I can't tell you where at in Florida because it was down in the no man's land.
You went to another Stream Song Black golf course, didn't you?
And it was the home to a U.S. amateur. One of the U.S. amateur opens played at Stream Song Black. Dude, I almost didn't have a hole that I didn't three putt. I hit 50 putts on one round of golf. That's how hard the greens that these guys play on. So like, sure, you see it and you're like, oh, I can hit the fairway. And then sure, I can hit a 150 yard shot into the green. That's not hard. Like
maybe
it's pretty difficult.
Dude, it's
yeah, and I mean the sport's completely foreign to a lot of people, especially if you didn't grow up like playing or at least swinging something. Like,
yeah.
You guys remember the video of James Daniels at Topgolf?
God, horrible, dude. But not only that, like not just James, a ton of our teammates.
Oh yeah, I played with Lomax one time at a charity event, and he wasn't too much better.
It's very different. And if you've played baseball, it's almost like that's not even that could be a disadvantage because your swing is fucked up.
Playing baseball is a huge disadvantage. Guys that play baseball have a huge slice swing.
Right. Which is probably why I slice it, I guess. But it's not even like the general.
So, I mean, it's one of those sports that is such a technical and mental sport.
So skilled.
Versus like, you know, football is, it's got a bunch of technique in it, but requires a lot more athleticism.
Yeah, it's very physical.
Yeah. Exactly. It's you're not exactly comparing apples to apples.
Effort based, right? Even a lot of other sports are effort based, where this is like you can't just try harder and do better. Like it might actually be a detriment to you. You swing harder, you're probably not gonna have it's probably gonna not be as great. I think what put it in perspective to me was, I'm sure you guys have both seen it. If you watch the Phil Mickelson clip of him describing how just with one club, how many different shots you can hit, depending on, you know, how deep you hit into it or the stance or what the wind's doing and this, that, the other thing. And it dawned on me that, oh, these guys, they hit the same shot over and over and over again, can stick it within a foot with this if they want to. And that allows them to then start hitting multiple shots with the same club from the same distance, if they, depending on wind, depending on the lie. I mean, it's so nuanced away from like, if you just go out to the, you know, you go to Finkbine and you just go grab your, you watch your average guy. None of those guys are hitting the ball consistently the same.
Yeah. I mean, the average golfer who goes out to their local municipal course, they're trying to put the same swing on the ball every time. I'm 160 yards away. I'm hitting my pitching wedge, 9-iron, whatever. Doesn't matter. I'm not trying to hit a high fade into the green at the right part on the hill, so it rolls back towards the, you know.
Yeah. I can kind of relate with this, and I know this is the biggest douche move, and I'm not trying to say that, but with snapping a football, it's, you know, shooting a free throw, snapping a football, there's ways where if the wind's a certain direction, you kind of have to cut the wind, keep it down, specifically on PAT stuff. If the ball's wet, if the ball's sitting in a bad spot in the grass, this, that, the other thing. But there's a couple nuances to that, and you're snapping the same football every time. You got 10 different clubs, a million different potential lies, wind. I mean, it's so different. And they just do it, and it's like, oh, that looks easy. Also really fun to watch them skip the balls across the water on that one hole. That's pretty cool. But yeah, the Masters was cool. And Kev, you missed it, but was it on DHT, Drake, or was it on the main episode last week that we went over at the Champions Dinner? I think it was the main episode.
I can't remember, but
I saw it. Yeah, it looked dank.
Oh, that wall.
Yeah.
And then we went and we went back and found Tiger's Champion Dinners, five of them.
Tiger's a big Mexican food guy.
Loves a little Mexican food.
Is that right?
Fajitas.
Get down with some Mexican food.
Fajitas and sopapillas and churros for dessert.
Yeah, one year. I think the old Wagyu beef's got them beat a little bit.
I mean, it's hard to go wrong with Wagyu. So that was that. Anything else we've missed? I don't.
Do you know what Wagyu stands for? Like what the word Wagyu means?
No idea.
Love?
Kluwer? Japanese cow.
I was messing around. There's one more thing I was going to hit. I think I was going to open with just asking you, Kevin, about your life and how, you know, how you're living, just because we haven't seen you in a little bit. How are things?
Things are good, man.
Things are good. Asking. Life's always good.
Hey, people, check in on your friends. It's always good to ask.
Hey, text your friends, huh?
Yeah, just say, hey, what's up? How's life?
I got a couple of stories that relate to golf.
Yeah, give it to me.
So in the NFL, in locker rooms, something has gone around called putter ball. And it's where you have what looks like a little putting green with two slightly elevated platforms with six cup holes lined up as if it was a beer pong board.
Okay.
And you hit putts down the slope, across, up the slope, and into the beer pong holes. And you play as teams, and you know, you just play. So at Trent's, he had a master's party, and we were playing this game. And myself and their speed and agility coach, Jeremy Holt, absolutely spanked George and Trent, skunked them. 6-0, game over.
Wow.
Made them both troll. That was fantastic. Then last night we were over at Bobby T's. He had us over watching some basketball, playing some putter ball. And it was a 7-game series, me and Stiz versus George and Rob. And they ended up coming back to win the final two games, beat us in a 7-game series. And then we played 21 and they came back and beat us in 21 too. Mm. So I took two egregious comeback losses in putter ball last night.
Hey, it's just like college. Drake's not a closer.
Just isn't a closer, man.
That hurts, mate.
Hey, can't close the deal. Great.
That hurts, mate.
Great upfront salesman, right? But when it comes time to put the paper to pen or the pen to paper, you just can't get it done. And that is a joke that we will not delve into any further. I'll never forget. I will never forget the quote from Drake that he said about one specific individual. Kevin, you know the quote that I'm thinking of.
He's got a lot of quotes about a lot of
that's people. True. That's true. That's a
I'm not exactly sure which
he's so embarrassed.
I know who it's
his
about.
Head is in the pillow right now. He just can't.
It's tough to give up a ninth inning home run, mate.
Yeah. It is, right? Kershaw won't have that chance today. Unfortunate. Hey, you were at least in the game, right?
Yeah, they didn't pull you. They didn't pull you.
Dude, funny story. Here's a great story going back to my childhood days. Wow. I was a pretty good baseball player.
Okay.
And we were playing a team that had an incredible baseball player, and I was pitching. Mm. I threw the hardest on our team. And
you were pitching.
I was mostly a catcher, played some shortstop, played some center field, but every once in a while I'd pitch. And it was against this particular team. They thought, you know, put the guy who throws the hardest on the mound, see if I can just get some fastballs by these guys. Mm-hmm. And I pitched three at bats to their best three hitters, and I gave up three home runs. One guy hit two home runs off me. These two home runs as a 12-year-old dude, maybe even 11-year-old. Yeah, I'm serious. Yeah. We were young. He hit MLB home runs off my ass as like an 11-year-old.
I have a similar story.
I get back to the dugout and my coaches are like, hey man, how's your neck doing? And then they all just start going like this. No, they all start going like this.
Oh man.
Like the home runs are getting sent over my head. And that was the worst I'd ever felt in sports. That was the worst closing moment I've had.
That's a tough thing to say to an 11-year-old.
Dude, have you ever seen I don't know if you guys, it might not even been TikTok. I think it was Twitter where the video started. But I think they're definitely on TikTok now. It's like the coach. And I don't know if this is real or if he does this, but they're like in legitimate little league games. And he'll walk out to the mound. They're probably 10 or 11, just like you said, Drake. He'll walk out to the mound and he'll just go, so if you keep fucking pitching like this, your parents told me that they're making you walk home. Or like, I got to find it. I got to find the account so that I can tell everybody. Like, I mean, he'll cuss and he'll say funny ass things to the kids, and the kids just stand there like, he's like, dude, you're the worst pitcher I've ever seen. How did you make the team? Like, just he'll just say shit like that. It's amazing, man. It's so funny. So similar story. This is twofold. I did not pitch. I was the catcher.
You look like a catcher.
I mean, short, stocky, grinded out guy, you know, throw the gear on, take a couple in the nuts if I have to. I'll do it all, right? Somehow I ended up being the only guy who could catch, or that we relied on for all of our AAU games in the hot summer heat of Iowa. Cold towels on my neck were all that would, you know, and I'm pre-diabetic as a 10-year-old, so I'm not doing well. All right. I'm not doing well. Guy needs a Snickers in between innings. Okay. That kind of kid. So
gotta get a Snickers in you.
Yeah. You're different when you don't have your Snickers. We were pretty good. Marshalltown, class of 2013, we had some boys, right? Like, most of the guys in our grade cared about baseball as their sport. Couple went on to play in college. And we could hold our own. If we're talking just city teams, like, it's not a select team. We were one of the best in the state of just like a non-select team. We actually got second in the state tournament as just the Marshalltown Bobcats to none other than the West Des Moines Cubs. Now, who did the West Des Moines Cubs have? Well, they had all the good kids from around the Des Moines area, cherry picked, right? From Dowling. John Wiz happened to be on the Cubs. John Wiz was the same size he was when we met him at 19 years old that he was in sixth grade when we played him in the state championship. They also had a friend from West Des Moines Valley named Brock Everett, who was a lefty. He was like 6 feet, 14 inches tall in sixth grade, and he could mow people down, right? So we play him. We get toasted in the state championship. We get second. We're feeling pretty good about ourselves. We play him again the next tournament. And Drake, you're right. These kids could hit bombs at a very young age. We're talking like 350, 400 feet.
Yeah, mate. I was playing against AJ Puck. All right. We know how he ended up.
Yep. AJ Puck. He's a perfect example.
That's who broke my neck.
That's tough. Still has arthritis in the old, the C spine. So we play him again like 2 weeks later. And because we had no chance at winning, they decide, the coaches think it's funny to, hey, let's take the catcher, Kluve, who never pitches, right? Not even in the Marshalltown Little League. We're going to throw him. We're opening the game with him on the mound, right? So I'm like, God damn it. I get up there. I'm just trying to hit the strike zone. We're not worried about throwing it hard. We're worried about getting it in the square. And this kid, I'll never forget, his name is...
He's getting hit in line drives back at you.
This kid walks up and he looks like he plays shortstop for the Yankees. You know, he's got a fucking, you know, he just...
Is he Dominican?
No. He looks cool, man. He's got that swag. He just looks good in a baseball uniform. You know, he's swinging his bat around. He's 12, but also they were called the Des Moines Cubs because one of the kids on their team, his dad was the GM for the Iowa Cubs. So fuck us, right? Fuck the Bobcats. I step up. This kid's name was Ned Yost. He was a lefty. I throw one pitch. He goes yard on me so fast. I don't even think he watched the ball go over the fence. He just ran the bases. And I thought, well, this is going to be a long day. I gave up three home runs in two innings. Never pitched again. And, it was also probably to this day, one of the more embarrassing sports moments of my life. It was real tough. And the coaches knew what they were putting me in for, and they were laughing their asses off the entire time. It was not cool. Not cool.
You deserved that.
I could rip the ball with the best of them. I could have hit for the Des Moines Cubs. I don't think I could have played anything else. Kev, were you a baseball guy?
Yeah. Growing up, I loved me playing a little bit of baseball.
Outfielder?
Center field and second base.
That makes sense.
Good days, man. Good days.
It was fun, man.
I still talk to some of the guys I played baseball with growing up every now and then.
Yonker? Yonker baseball guy?
No, none of my. I didn't play with any of my high school buddies.
Yonks is a sports betting guy, not so much a sports guy.
Yonks just likes anything that has odds on it. Let's just say that.
I feel like
if things went right, we could bring in Yonks for his own DRF sports betting segment on this show.
Oh, 100%, man. Except he uses like 8 different apps because.
Well, yeah, because he went in and got all the promos for all of them.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Kevin, like not exactly a loyal customer.
Kev, the fact that you are almost the least degenerate of your friends,
it's crazy,
is incredible.
Yeah.
Is it though? Come on, I'm not that bad. I just like a little action on the game.
You're not that bad, but you are
not throwing down the mortgage on it.
But you're the absolute least of all your hometown friends. I don't know that, I guess, but it seems like.
I mean, Drake got a firsthand look at. He came to one of my high school buddy's card games one time, and he was just absolutely appalled at some of the games we were playing.
I mean, dude, listen. So,
this is the night before we're going to Vegas.
Is it poker,
boys? I thought no. Yes, Kluver, kind of. I thought I was showing up to a game that I was going to have a supreme edge in.
You were going to run it.
I did not realize that we were playing every riverboat, hillbilly, backyard, circus fucking card game that you could. We were closing our eyes and putting cards on our forehead and throwing money at the middle of the table. Like, this is the most degenerate basement behavior.
I fucking love a little game of Indian, man. There's nothing better.
Oh, and it's racist. We love it. Oh, we love it. Dude, that does sound fun. You guys went to Vegas the next day, huh? So you guys
flew there next day. I got my ass wrecked.
On that Vegas trip?
Oh, it was bad.
That's tough. We have talked about several times where Kevin and I, this was back in Iowa City, sort of on the same line of thinking as KF, where he was a little bit concerned about your underground, gambling issues. Drake.
Oh.
Kevin and I
called into the principal's office because he thought I was in bad with the Sharks.
Because he thought he was playing in Monaco on the weekends or something.
Drake, you're not going to be shaving any points this weekend to cover any gambling debts. We don't have to worry about putting you out there, do you? Maybe missing a block on a punt or something.
Oh, shit. Okay. Drake, I just want to let you know that keeping a close eye on you this weekend, okay? And if we give you the ball, we expect you to run pretty hard with it, all right?
If you go backwards, we're going to have issues, okay?
This wouldn't make sense, but if you pull a fucking Brady Ross, okay, turn around and throw the ball backwards, we're going to know that you're fucking in deep. You're down 20, 30K.
Hey, despite Brady's best efforts, we covered that game.
Somehow, man. Somehow.
That's because Brian was throwing tunnel screens with like a minute 30 left in the game. We score a touchdown to cover. Me and my brother are going crazy because we're up by 23 points now.
You are degenerate, man. That's right. Speaking of baseball, by the way, I've seen a few clips of Brody Brecht mowing down people.
Dude.
Hey. Guess what?
That guy can fucking sling it now.
He can bring it, can he?
Now, if you're in the box and Brody's pitching, good luck seeing the ball. You're not going.
I saw a Twitter clip of him just making some guys look silly.
Silly. Bro, when you're throwing 98, 99 miles per hour, the reaction time is almost impossible. You have to basically decide you're swinging or not when the ball...
Then he throws like a slider, like 88 miles an hour.
And you're like, what I'm supposed to touch? That's when I would have stood.
Imagine a pitch that looks good. And then all of a sudden it looks like it's going to hit your kneecaps.
Just ain't good.
Swing at it.
Yeah. Looks good. Nope. It wasn't good.
I just need to get my knees out of the way.
Yeah. I mean, this kid should seriously, I'm sure he loves the game of football. From a purely financial perspective, he should give that up immediately.
I don't know stats.
Jeff Samardzija didn't give it up, and his career turned out pretty good. Both sides of the ball. Turned out a Notre Dame football legend, and now he's played a dozen years with the Cubs.
Good for him.
He was on the Sox for one season.
I have heard that he hasn't, you know, he's not been, you know, super ace across the country in this first little bit. Obviously had some, his whiff rate is incredible, which I didn't even know was a stat, but somebody,
baseball has some of the wildest stats, man.
There's like a whiff percentage and he's up in like the 75-80%, which is great. But he's struggled a little bit with with placement is what I read. So maybe he's got a little bit, few more walks than he'd like. God, can you imagine getting hit with one of those fuckers? Oh God.
Can't feel good, man.
But hurt. I think the fastest thing I ever faced in baseball was like maybe 77.
Here's the thing. If we're playing Brody, if I was just hypothetically, if I was going up against him and I was in the box, I knew I was going to be facing him that day. I would go up to him before the game and I would let him know that if he hits me with a pitch, I am attacking him with my bat. I do not give a fuck. If he throws a 100-mile-per-hour projectile at me, that is a weapon, and I am retaliating.
That happened over the weekend. Somebody, there was like 3 hit batters in one of the games over the weekend. They got into it, cleared the benches and everything. Baseball's great, man. Some of the fights in baseball are fantastic. You got, I think if I could go back, I would have charged the mound in sixth grade at somebody. Just said, I think that's my one regret, man. If I could have just charged the mound, you know, on some unsuspecting.
Now, that would be funny. Can you imagine just like a bunch of 10-year-olds like
fighting
a dog pile on the pitcher's mound?
Yeah. So, relative to Brody playing football, they said obviously, you know, he split in time this spring, but still has progressed pretty well at football and like still has a chance to be in the rotation as a receiver, like as one of the main guys. Like he has that potential if he wants to do it. Fuck, man, that's too much. It's too much work. Like just go make a bunch of money throwing the little white guy, right? With the red laces. Fuck the white laces. Use those red laces. Go make a bag. That's all I had to say. What else we got? Any more? Anything exciting happened to you, Kev, in the last couple weeks since we have talked to you? Like, or are you just, you're still out there just selling hit?
Like what? You think I've been hiding a lotto ticket that
I got pulled over the weekend and talked myself out of a ticket. Like,
oh yeah. What happened there?
Well, for anybody that listens to DHT, you already heard the story. I'll make it quick. We went to Kansas City. Sorry. To all of the normal listeners, the non-Patreon listeners for the absence of episode on Monday. Kansas City for Lauren's club volleyball tournament. We are driving down on Friday afternoon. We're in a line of cars that's, you know, maybe 7 deep. And we're the back car in that line of 7. We're all going the same speed, 88, like 80 to 85. It's kind of varying in a 70, right? Our line of cars, which is in the left lane, eventually pulls up and everybody kind of slows down. And I realize, oh, the reason why is because there's a state trooper on the right side who's kind of, you know, going the speed limit. We gradually pass him, right, at maybe like 73, 74 miles per hour. But as soon as we get past, he jumps over, throws the lights on. And I'm like, oh, are you kidding me? And I pull over. Sure enough, he pulls over behind me. I pull off the side of the road. So he tells me to come back, sit in the car. I'm wearing the Iowa.
In the police car?
Yeah. Brought me back and sat me in the front seat of the state trooper car.
You driving a stolen vehicle?
That's what I told Drake. I felt like I had 3 pounds of meth in the back seat, and I wasn't carrying anything. I felt like the asshole. I'm wearing a t-shirt I bought for last year's Gold Out game, which is a 2021 National Champions Iowa Wrestling t-shirt. And, you know, I still look athletic.
Right? Does it have sleeves?
It does have sleeves, but they're tight, right? So the biceps are a little bit out. He walks me back there and he asked me like, you still wrestle? And I was like, no, I didn't wrestle. I don't wrestle. And I kind of like said something about like how I played football in college, but I didn't want to like play that up. I was trying to be quiet. And he starts like chatting me up about it. Sure enough, like 5 minutes later, he stops typing stuff into the computer. Now we're just having a conversation about like, me playing Division I football, being a long snapper. I'm telling him about how now I do a podcast. And
meanwhile, Lauren's in the car, just like wondering like if you're getting anal searched or something.
Yeah, like body, cavity check, body cavity. He's got the police wand up my ass searching for for heroin. Anyway, I had noticed at one point, like, he's not typing stuff in anymore. Like, am I getting out of this? We start talking about, like, me doing a podcast about Iowa football and, like, how I also do fitness and nutrition. He starts asking me about, like, nutrition tips and, like, all this other stuff. And at this point, I'm jawing back and forth. I'm playing it up as hard as I can.
After so he's literally just holding you hostage to have a conversation.
Well, I mean, I'm like, I don't know how this goes. I'm just going to play it as long
as... Our man sounds kind of lonely.
He has at least a wife that he told me about. soon enough, he's like, all right, well, man, you seem friendly enough, which no one has ever told me. I told Drake, when people meet me, I've got a vibe that, like, I'm just not very likable. Right? I'm just
have that face.
Yeah, I'm that guy. This cop, for some reason, thought otherwise. He goes, hey, you're friendly enough. I'm going to give you a warning. No ticket today. Just drop that speed down a little bit and let me go. And so that was like the excitement of my weekend. And I just didn't know if anything like that happened to Kevin Ward recently, where, like, you know, you saw a drive-by shooting in Iowa City, Coralville area, or
anybody find the crack rock that you've been hiding in these orthopedics that you've been putting in these people's bodies that you're going to then go into once they die. You'll dig their bodies up and you'll get your crack rock back and sell it for a lot more than it's worth now. It's just really, like, you know, working with the inflation in the drug market.
That was a stretch, but
I just kind of want to go through the logic of that.
Yeah,
I'm putting crack into something
live
as a storage method.
Correct.
Yeah. And so then it goes in their body and the person's muling your crack and they don't know it. And you're just waiting for these.
And when they die,
who you're putting, right. Then you let them bury them. And then you go up like the grave digger and you get your product back. And then, you know, you can have tons of product all over the city and nobody knows where it's stored.
Diversified
assets. I wouldn't know where it's stored. I don't know where these people live or they are.
In people's bodies. That's why you're doing it, because you can't keep it at the house, right? You're diverse.
And then you just wait for obituaries.
Yeah.
You go to their funeral.
The flaw in your logic is a dollar today is worth more than a dollar tomorrow. Why would I store it right now? I want to be slinging that.
Is that where we want to end this with inflation? Because, boys, it ain't good.
It ain't great.
It's not. It's bad. It's bad.
It's like really bad. Yeah. My food at the grocery store, I'm not going to be able to eat soon. I'm going back to the John stealing my fucking ramen days. That's where I'm headed. Right?
What did we calculate that if you ate nothing but ramen? What did we calculate it out? I remember we did is like, how are people hungry? It costs like $100 a year if you just ate nothing but ramen.
Well, I think back then I could get a pack of 10 ramen for like $3.50 for, no, it was like $2.50. Yeah, it was like 25 cents a pack. So assuming that even if you had like two per meal, you're still not paying very much over the course of a year.
Yeah, you're going to be severely malnourished, but, you know.
The lack of protein in your diet is going to be a problem.
And basically every vitamin possible.
And all the and all the vitamins, right. So,
but you won't be hungry.
But you will not be hungry. Yeah, man.
Yeah, no. Food's expensive. Gas is expensive.
You still buying avocados at these prices, man?
I still like me some avocados.
Oh, you sure you do? Sure you do. Drake and I talked all about it last week on DH. You fuck.
Yeah, I'm down for at least one or two avocados a week.
Oh, of course he is. That
makes still like two for $5, man.
Everybody on DHT is laughing their ass off because we told them.
Hey, man, avocados are a great, great food.
They're a great fat source. They really are.
They're delicious, and they got really healthy fats.
Can't argue with that.
But they are expensive.
Yeah. So Drake's liable to smash an avocado. At any point.
It might not be the avocado he's intending to smash either.
That's true. You can throw that some bitch like Brody Breck.
Found the avocado in your own house. And you're like, fuck, Kevin, I'm gonna smash his avocado.
That seriously is the line of thinking too. There's an avocado. It must be Kevin's. Fuck Kevin. I hate that guy. So funny.
I remember seeing the video. I'm like, I didn't have any avocados.
I ate all my avocados.
Damn it.
It was such a good attempt, Drake. It was such good thinking. Oh, man.
Then we find out it was Ike's.
God. Ike
Leader. Ike still got an avocado's worth of a kick out of it.
Yeah, oh, 100%. 100%, man.
Well, we just
there's those stories that, you have those stories where, like, you know, you lost some money or cost a bunch of money, but you get your laughs out of it in the end.
Yeah. That's one of
that story has gotten at least the $2.50 worth of laughs that it cost.
100%. Absolutely.
Dude, I'm still waiting to get the money out of the story where I lost $2,500 playing blackjack before Kevin's folks even got to Vegas to give me my room key. I'm still waiting that story to pay me back.
And I'm still waiting for Universal to take the spiked dildo out of my ass that they put in there back around Christmas time. Cause I definitely haven't gotten the money of that story yet. God damn. Well, we just
patreon.com/washedupwalkons
and go to thewashedupwalkons.com to buy our merch. The late spring merch drop with new items is going to be, it's the ball is rolling on that. So we're working on that. The walk-ons just did what we do best. We talked for an hour about, I don't even know.
Absolutely nothing. And it was probably going to get another 2-star review, but I don't think it's going to be for as bad of cursing because you held it together a lot better.
I did. I held it back a little bit. I held it back. I just need to make a conscientious effort at the beginning of each podcast to like limit myself because it's just not, you're right, man. I'm just an immature 27-year-old. That's all I am.
It's all right, man. I'm an immature 27-year-old too.
That's all it is. I hope everybody has a fantastic weekend and we'll be back again. As far as guests go, I tell you what, I'm reaching out and I'm striking out. Brody Brecht is throwing me the pitches because I'm striking out on these guests. Reached out to 3 people yesterday, still haven't heard back from any of them. I don't even think they've seen the messages. So we just must not be relevant anymore, or we got blacklisted inside the facility or something.
That's what happened, bro.
That's a good question too, Kev. One that we will continue to answer over the course of maybe another 308 episodes and just continue to
over the course of the next 50 years of our life.
Right. Correct. But yeah, hope everybody has a
fantastic. We'll always have 2015.
We'll always have 2015 and we'll always have Hawks by a million. And that's how I'll end this one. Peace and love, baby.
Okay.